Welcome back to the Macro Brief. I'm Zoe, and joining me is our market analyst, Marcus. We are looking at an incredibly eventful week where a historic stock market rally ran headfirst into some tough macro realities. Marcus, the S&P 500 was chasing its first 10-day winning streak in decades, but then the tide turned.
It really did, Zoe. We've been riding this massive wave of AI-driven optimism, pushing the major indexes to fresh record highs. But the momentum hit a wall as geopolitical tensions flared in the Middle East. We saw crude oil spike near $96 a barrel, which immediately pushed Treasury yields higher and took some steam out of equities.
And it wasn't just geopolitics keeping traders on edge. The economic data also threw a bit of a curveball, didn't it?
Absolutely. The ADP private payrolls for May came in stronger than expected at 122,000 jobs. That tells us the labor market is still highly resilient. But for investors hoping the Fed will cut interest rates soon, a hot labor market is actually a double-edged sword because it keeps inflation risks alive.
Right, because a strong economy gives the Fed less urgency to act. Speaking of the Fed, their next meeting is coming up on June 16th. What are the markets pricing in right now?
The CME FedWatch tool is showing a near 98% probability that they'll keep rates on hold at 3.5 to 3.75%. With sticky services inflation, a rate cut in June is essentially off the table. The real test will be whether Chairman Powell signals a more hawkish tone for the second half of the year.
So, if you're a smart investor looking to navigate this volatility, what are the key things you should be watching next?
Three things. First, Friday's official non-farm payrolls report to see if the labor market is truly as hot as the private data suggests. Second, keep a close eye on energy prices. Sustained high oil could reignite inflation. And third, watch tech valuations. AI capital expenditure has driven this bull run, but with high multiples, any hawkish shift from central banks could trigger a broader pullback.
Incredible breakdown as always, Marcus. Thank you. And to our listeners, keep your eyes on the data and stay disciplined. We'll see you next week on the Macro Brief.